Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm telling you like this because it's like, who's next? Who you're going to fool? Who you're going to follow the rules to? You are a fool. I'm talking to you. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this your daily go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R's. The Daily Go Get Him is a show all up in your area. How y'all feeling? I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should, because it's good, baby. It's good, baby. I hope that is 100% understood, baby.
Hold on. Because earlier, I was wiping off the screen. Okay, give me a little bit more height there. Give me a little bit more height. You know, I want it to be, you know, give me a little height. And I really,
okay, what's going on, Carol Chamber? Let me favorita. Carol Chamber, let me favorita is all up in the. How you feeling? It's good to see me. So you know it's true. You know 100% is true. And Emily Dunlap in the house. I said it. Emily. And S. Cook, it's always a good look. I see you. I feel confident and comfortable. Not shook. Annette Davis, the number one. What's going on, my? Thanks for coming through, y'all. It's good to see y'all. It's the a place to be. All y'all are in this space, and I'm glad to see y'all face.
So today, on the Daily Go Get a Misery Show, we are talking about the real ride. I'm sorry, the fake or the false rise and the real true fall. How many times have y'all seen it? Have you bore witness to it? Somebody who basically presented themselves to be something that they were not, and then when it became time for them to prove that they were what they said that they were, it didn't work out too well because they just weren't. Now check it out. Lately, you know, we've been talking about people lying and people faking and all that. This is not exactly that, because we're not talking about being a con man or coming off to somebody in a way that demonizes you. Not something that victimizes somebody else. We're not talking about that tonight. We're talking about when people present themselves to be something that they just really are not. Maybe they have the potential to be what they were portraying themselves to be, but they weren't there yet, and they went ahead and took the crown as if they were already the champion or the king or the queen. So let's say you got a job that you really weren't qualified for, but you sure did fix your resume, cover letter, and your application to make it look like you had the skills to pay the bills. And it worked. You even got through the interview process. Only God knows how you did that, but you did. And you got on the job, and that's when all the problems started, because now it's time for you to perform, and you ain't ready. You ain't ready to perform nothing. It's like you got on the job and you forgot your lines. Yeah, you're going to make it to that first paycheck, but it ain't going to look too good after that, because you're in there and you're lost. You don't understand the first thing about what's happening. You don't understand, you know? So you got on the job. You lied in order to get your job. You lied to the interviewers. You did everything on paper that was necessary in order for you to secure this position. It happened for you. You secured the position. This is a good job. But you at the job looking stupid, real, real stupid. You got people under you. This is a high position job. So you got people under you who you know wanted your position or whatever, or even if they don't want your position, you know how it is at work. A lot of people don't want to be supervisors and managers and all of that, but they want to talk shit about managers and supervisors. So they'll tell you all day, such and such, my manager, my supervisor, my, they don't know what the fuck they doing. And I'm not showing them. I ain't showing them. They supposed to be above me. They supposed to be better than me. Well, they going to have to show and prove, because I ain't making one single move in your direction to help your shit out, because that's not what it's all about. You got the job, 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 got the job, you got the job. Now it's time for you to perform like a quiet storm, soft and warm. I warned you not to be lying on your application, but I couldn't tell you nothing, because you got the sensation like a, you are the boss like a, my man Rick Ross, but you is lost, like the lost boy, not like my man. Chill, right? Okay, so you got the job. Your star, when you got on this job, they were singing your praises like, yo, this is the one. But after a few days on the job, they started to see like, okay, well, maybe they're just having some adjustment problems, because they are new at this job and they do need some training. So let's make sure that we put them in a position to succeed, because according to their qualifications and the interview and everything, this person is really, really qualified for this position. That's what it looked like when you're on the mind, but when you got to the job, it just wasn't right. Just wasn't right. So after you got finished all your training and all of that, they noticed that you didn't even seem to be picking up on the training. Like, they really should have only had to have trained you with the intranet, you know, their system and the way that they and the software that they use in order in
order to process the information and run their business the way they do. But you didn't seem to understand the fundamentals of this job. Like it's the first time you've ever done it. You're asking questions and, you know, you may have tried to kick it like, well, yeah, I'm only acting like I don't know how to do it so I can see if they really know what they're doing. But real recognize real. And they was like, I don't care if I've been working here for 15 years or even 20 years. I'm going to act like I don't know shit. I'm going to make you teach me today because you're getting paid. So teach me. Yep, I've been bullshitting on this job for 17 years straight. I don't know nothing. Can you show me something? Anything? And you don't know what to show them because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. So you had this false rise. You had this fake elevation. But guess what? This fall is going to be real because you're barely going to make it to that 90-day probation period. You're barely going to make it to that. It ain't looking good for you. It's starting to get dark. It's starting to get dark on this job real fast, son. It's starting to get dark real fast. You understand what I'm saying? So what are you going to do? Because there's going to be some humiliation associated with this whole thing. One thing that you don't want to do is be thought of to be a fool in front of a bunch of your peers. And these aren't your peers that you grew up with, because they would have already known that you didn't know what you was doing. But these are people that you needed to impress in order to get this income off. But in 90 days, your ass is grass. Because you're not going to pick up on this position well enough to do this. Now, don't get me wrong, because there have been plenty of people who have been introduced to new jobs that were not in their field, but somebody saw something in them. Like, listen, because of the way you speak and the way that you present yourself and how social you are, I think that there's an opening at my job for this position, and I think that you would do well in it. Even though it's different than what you have been trained to do, I know that if we tweak this and turn here and adjust to this, I think that you would do well on this job. So they already know that you're not coming into the situation at a high level, but they know that because of your skills and ability and what you did before, that you could come in and fulfill this role adequately. And actually, you could do exceptionally well. But that's when you keep it 100 with somebody. I'm sorry. That's when you keep it 100 with somebody and let them know where you are as far as your training is concerned. Not when you've lied and been like, shit, I've been doing this since forever. You've been doing this since forever? Mm-hmm. What did you think I used to do at my old job? You used to put tips on shoelaces. Tips on shoelaces? No, that's not what I did. I was in sales. I was in sales. Oh, you were in sales. Yeah, I was in sales. I could have sworn that you used to put tips on shoelaces. Okay, cool. This is a sales position. Even if you were a salesperson or a customer service representative or something like that, that's a little different than when you're working on commission and you actually have to go out, knock on doors, make cold calls, and drive business as if it was yours, starting at the grassroots level. It's a little different. So you take a sales position and you're not really used to selling that way. You just be in a store or in a retail outfit where everything is right there. You didn't have to sell anything. It sold itself. And you got a little bit of commission just for being a salesperson, other than the minimum wage that the job paid. Now, this is a salesperson position where you will get a high commission based on what you sell, but you got to get out there and pound the pavement. You have to drive business to yourself. You have to canvas. You have to canvas areas, neighborhoods. You have to get leads. You have to generate leads. You don't even know what the fuck that is. You don't know what generating a lead is. You don't know what asserting yourself is. You don't know what salesmanship truly is. You just don't know that. You haven't been trained that way. But you figure selling is selling, right? Well, now you know. So you may not do that well in that position because you may honestly not like putting yourself out there. You're used to being like, yo, check out this gear. This shit is fly. Yo, look at this electronic thing, you know, something that basically sold itself by its appearance. Now it's all about your appearance. And y'all know we are very big on appearances. Y'all know our people are big on appearances. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? How you feeling, my brother? Good to see me. Some you. Thanks for coming on through, Taki. You too. I see you. I see you. That's what's up, y'all. So that's what we're talking about. The false rise and the real fall. The false rise and the real fall, baby. You know how it is when you get caught out there doing some shit that you ain't have no business doing. Looking stupid in front of superiors and supervisors, managers and shit. Because you said that you could do some shit that they was expecting and relying on you to do. And you just ain't qualified to do this shit. Sure, you are ready and willing to do this shit. But you just not, you don't have the acumen. You don't have the skills to pay these motherfucking bills. Sorry. We see you, though. So when you talk about people who dress the part when it comes to a lot of things, they dress the part. They look like something. But then when you give them a test about what they can do and what they know, that's going to be tough because that's show and prove time. And God bless the child who has his own, baby. But you may be owning a mask. You've been faking it. Fake it until you make it. That's what they told you. Fake it till you make it. Fake it, fake it till you make it. Fake it, fake it, fake it. Just fake it till you make it. You make it. You even make it a little bit. Some people think they have more, and they will give you more for sure. Yo, you can fake it till you make it. It's going to be all right. Everything is going to be game tight. Yo, the game is weak. And as you speak, I can see right through that shit without a peep. Yo, you're whack and corny. Hey, somebody should have told me. I guess I didn't put no money on me. That's yo. And y'all seen it. I know you've seen it. You know a shining example of this that we are all bearing witness to right now in real time? Your man Donald Trump. Your man Donald Trump said he could do this job. He said it. He said, I alone can fix it. I alone. Who ever heard of a president of the United States say that he could fix all of the country's problems on his own? Like, yo, are you crazy? Do you understand how this works? But he said it, right? Evidently, he still has some people fooled. But guess what? His star is falling. And it's falling fast. It's falling relatively fast because this ain't a good look. It's not a good look, you know. You know, he has to deal with some things in real time. And this is not a good situation for him. But he's so used to appearances. Fake hair, you know, appearances. Fake tan. You notice that motherfucker, he normally is as orange as this shirt. He ain't been in them tanning lamps, baby. I think he gets under the tanning lamps when he's feeling comfortable, when he's feeling safe, when he's at peace. That motherfucker been a white man lately. He ain't been orange. Something is probably telling him, like, this ain't the time to be up under these tanning lamps. No time to do your hair, baby. Brothers are busting at me. Shout out to the God Rakim. No time to do your hair, baby. Brothers are busting at me. This shit is serious. He faked it. He faked out a lot of people and made them believe that he could be the president of the United States. And he was doing the whole presidential thing. And he can do the presidential thing as long as he doesn't have to deal with policy or politics. Yeah, as long as he doesn't have to deal with that, he's okay. He can dress like a president. You know, he has money. He has money for nice clothes. He looks. He can wear nice suits like a president can. But he doesn't have what it takes to do this job. So he faked it until he made it, and he fucked around and won and made it. But now look. In 3.5 years, almost 4 years, three and three quarters, right? Now you're seeing point blank bullseye, like, you can't fake this no more. In year one, we saw the chinks in the armor. In year two, we went to the polls and got rid of a lot of your people. In year three, we said, all right, we gearing up for year four because we're going to get you on a body here. Now it's year four. And we like, Yeah, we about to make a move on you, homie. You done faked it. You made it. But now, your star, which has been very high compared to some people and definitely higher in other people's eyes, now it's starting to drop. Nobody comes around when the star starts to drop. Everybody loves you when you're on top. All right. Yeah, Ned, I hope you get, you know, stick in the show tonight. Ansel Jones says people that pass driver's test for a forklift then break the equipment or run or oh, damn, Ansel. You talking about heavy equipment like a forklift. Do you know the dangers that you could get into if you don't drive a forklift, if you don't drive a forklift properly, or you crash into something with a forklift and then they drug test you right on the spot, because due to OSHA rules, they're supposed to drug test you right on the spot when you operate heavy machinery and get into an accident. They test you right there on the spot. Boom. You fail it. Weed all in your system. You are fucked. You're fired immediately, but guess what? Now your name goes into a database. You are fucked heavy. Yeah. Yeah. You wasn't ready for that responsibility. Plus, you can kill somebody on a forklift, including yourself. It's a very heavy and dangerous piece of equipment. People be speeding on forklifts. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you get hit by a forklift, it's pretty much a wrap. It's a rizzy. And not just a forklift, a reach, the reach is the one that goes all the way up. And there's another one. I'm not talking about the forklift though, but nonetheless, even the ride on power. It's like a hand truck, but it's the power jack. Yeah, the power jack. My bad. Okay. Good example, Ansel. Good example. You told them that you were certified at another place, and even though you still have to get recertified at this place, you told me you could do it. And you may have been able to do it enough to pass the test, but you ain't really ready. You don't get enough practice. Norris Hill, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. I said my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Says, I wish I would, as a crew person, show a manager trainee or manager trainee how to make a Big Mac. What up, everyone? Word up. He'll know how to flip them. What can I do? What can I do? Carol Chamberlain says, I am not a salesperson at all. But people have found out how much money you can make in sales, and they thought they could do it. I've done it. It's not easy. You know? It's not easy, easy, because you really have to do work. Dress the part. Knock on doors. You got to humble yourself. And it's going to humble you because people are going to say no. You're going to have to get your Jehovah's Witness on. And believe me, that's a humbling experience. Charlene Curry. Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? Good to see me some. You worried up. And then David says, I work for this private prison company in California when I transferred to another site in New Jersey. The Jersey site was doing shit ass backwards. They got mad when I started pointing it out. But did they fall, though? We talking about the false rise and the real fall. I'll give y'all an example that all of y'all know about. Milli Vanilli. Milli Vanilli. Who knows if those brothers could sing in real life? But they didn't use their real voice for those songs. And they got found out. And their star was high, man. I mean, they had number one songs. Number one songs. They was doing it. The site, the image that they had and all of that. What was it? Rob and the other motherfucker, whatever. Well, when they got found out, you would have thought that they would have been like, all right, well, you know what? We could use this opportunity to go ahead and push our real sound, our real voices, and our real image. But no, you had already rose to the top with the fake image, the fake voice, the fake music. He couldn't take it. Well, off himself, like, no, man, fuck this. I ain't going out like this. The crazy part about it is you still didn't go out on top. You went out in the middle or down the bottom. You never gave yourself a chance to redeem yourself. But it's possible that the loss of self-esteem and the depression that followed, you know, having the whole world, you know, look at you that way, like it went from, yeah, oh my God, yeah, to, oh my God, oh, get the fuck out of here. Y'all corny, boo. Couldn't handle it. Dang. That's not going to come out. So I guess it will. I get some alcohol. Yeah. But yeah. Couldn't handle it. Committed suicide. That, I mean, when you really think about that story, it's so tragic. It almost sounds like you're reading a false story. But that rise was false. But that fall was realer than a motherfucker. That shit was ultra real. Realer than you think. And yeah, he couldn't handle that. And he's not the only one that might have taken that route if put in that same position. But neither one of them were definitely not the only ones that have faked it and made it. Faked it till they made it. Faked it, fake it till you make it. Fake it, fake it, fake it, fake it till you make it. Yo, fake it until you can grab that crown. I don't care how it look. I don't care how it sound. We'll handle everything when we get to that place. But right now, we're going to mush this success all in your face and what takes place and what we going to do. I'm going to show the whole world that I'm the shit. You going to sit back on the sidelines, hating, but I'll be at the top. Just wait for everybody to climb up where I am. But they found out that I was running a scam. Damn. Milli Vanilli. Donald Trump. It ain't over for Donald Trump, though. Because, you know, we can say whatever we want to. We scared as shit about November 3rd. Like, scared to lose. Scared to win. I ain't scared to win. I don't give a fuck Proud Boys, fuck white supremacy, fuck all that bullshit. the fuck out of here. They know where to tear shit up, and they know where not to tear shit up. You got guns too. What up, son, dude? Want to battle with Rhymes and see what son do? Anyway, that's another way that people, you know, fake it. They fake rise and they real fall. Bullying shit. Scare tactics. Donald Trump is about that life. Bully tactics. Scare tactics all day. Shit, if y'all don't elect me, if y'all re-elect me, it's going to be fucked up. Motherfuckers ready to ride for me. Yeah. They ready to ride for you while you still president. When motherfuckers see that no matter what we tear up, it's not going to change the results of the election, and he's not going to be president. Motherfuckers will start changing their tune then. You think they won't? Yeah, it's going to be some dickheads. There's going to be some dickheads that's going to ride. But guess what? Guess what? From November, if he loses from November 3rd all the way until January 20th, something, some shit like that, he ain't going to be able to protect him. He going to be worried about his own ass anyway, because too much shit is going to come back to bite him in the ass when he leaves office. It's not going to be, man, all of those sexual allegations, motherfuckers going to be on it. They going to be on his top. The IRS is going, yo, son, yo. Mm-mm. And who knows who he owes out there. You know, Putin might have, yo, I mean, who knows? Who knows? We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. The false rise and the real fall. The false rise and the real fall. That's what we're talking about tonight, y'all. Y'all can call in. Y'all can call into this show. Y'all know that it's totally uncensored. You can say it how you feel it, how you mean it. We won't wean it off of you. Make sure that it is all for you. So if y'all want to call into the show, the number to call is area code 319-527-6199. That's the number to call up there, 319-527-6199. Yes, y'all. It's at 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. It's at 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. What's good? Express your passion in any form of fashion. Don't be scared to do it right here. Be prepared. Press number one and that will let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. You can rock a rock on it. Do the damn thing. The Illegal Gettimism Show. The false rise and the real fall. The false rise and the real fall. False rise, real fall. Yeah. What's going on with the beauty I could not see? Cherry! Yo! I said the beauty I could not see. Cherry, a Cinderella, Dana Jane. Well, it's a woman, Dana Jane, with fame. What's going on, man? And she says, in my early 20s, I worked for Zeneca Pharmaceuticals as a pharmaceutical rep. My main drug was tamoxifen. No, I'm sorry, tamoxifen. Tamoxifen. It's a blocker for, like, breast cancer. BS. Through my interview, I had no idea what I was doing. Look, man. Look, we got motherfuckers that dress up all day, got on fake jewels, women stuffing their bras, got on fake titties, you know what I mean? Ass shots, all this kind of shit. Fake it. I mean, trying to. Image is very important to some people, man. It's not even just a black thing. Before Donald Trump, I would have said all of that image shit is a black thing. I've decided to switch my position on that, or at least adjust my position on that. Mm-hmm. I've decided to hold my position, switch my position, adjust my position, increase my vision. Because he's very, very concerned about his appearances, the appearances of success, the appearances of his family structure. He's very guarded when it comes to certain things that involve himself. He doesn't care about anybody else per se, but if he does care about anybody, somebody who is involved with him directly, whether through his bloodline or through his company endeavors. So, or should I say professional endeavors. So it's, when you are more concerned with the way things look than the way things are, that real fall is going to come. It's going to come. You can't strip nothing down that's natural. It's already natural. Can't strip it down. What you going to do? Take me as I am. But when you put a whole lot of decorations, accoutrements, I'm saying, the false rise, the real fall, baby. The false rise and the real fall. What you know? What do you know? Whoa. Daily Go Get a Minute Show, y'all. All right. I saw Jones says 6 years working in cargo. I seen a forklift fall off the loading dock. What? Damn, man. Word? Sheesh. Sheesh. Cash Able says, look, I hang up on people who call me trying to sell something. Oh, I see what you say. We used to talk about the salesperson. Cold calls is real, man. Cold calls is real. I kind of like it. But because it's like, once you get used to the word no, it ain't no big deal. Like, all right. Watch, I'm going to just keep calling somebody else. You going, I'm going to do my numbers. I'm going to do my numbers now. Annette Davis says, I volunteered to be a poll worker for the election. For this one? All right, cool. It's cool. A couple of extra dollars, plus you can feel like you're doing your civic duty. You know what I'm saying? When the white supremacists show up, you know, watching the polls, you know, standing back and standing by, making sure ain't no fishy. What the fuck are you going to be watching? They go into the damn booth. We'll take two people in the booth with them. Ain't gonna count them. What the fuck is? But scare tactics. Scare. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I should vote in person because, you know, fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. And then David says, what about the white girl pretending to be black with the NAACP? Her fall was very public. I blame the NAACP for that shit. Them motherfuckers don't even know a nigga when they see one. I mean, but with a name like National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, what do you expect? They don't say nothing about black people in there. Say colored people. What's a colored? I'm too young to be colored. I'm 50, but I'm still too young to be colored. I was never colored. Fuck the NAACP. Because when you really think about it, her fall, yeah, you know, you could say she had a false rise, I guess. But on a real, what's there to stop her from being the president of the NAACP? It never said. They don't really say that you gotta be black. It's just implied that you would be. But the funding ain't black. If you look at the donor list of the NAACP, you just tell me what you see. Whoever's providing the money is running the shit. I'll give you a hint. It ain't your black ass. Same thing with Black Lives Matter. Holla back. Black lives do matter, but that organization, Well, you know, we'll get into that at another time. But I'm going to put it this way. There's a reason why white people are screaming that shit more than your black asses. What a turn of events. What a revolting development. They screaming, Black Lives Matter. Black, there ain't no niggas around. Black Lives Matter. You know why? They screaming Black Lives Matter because they can take a black slogan and all of that and hide behind that shit when they do dirt. Black Lives Matter. If that shit was some other shit that would make them look bad, I don't think that they would do it. Diane Nixon, I know you. Oh, yo, what's going on? I say, how you feeling, ma? Good to see me some you. That's my word. You know what I'm saying? Look, she co-signed it. She said, NAACP isn't even run by blacks. It sure ain't. Wasn't even developed by blacks. Nah. At least Black Lives Matter was started by three black women. Dykes. But let's not be negative. And right now, they rising, right? But enough people go to that website and they see that mission statement. It'll be like, my life matters, and I'm black. I said, my life matters, and I'm black. I said, my life matters, yo, and I'm black. Motherfucker, fuck with me and my family to get attacked. That's my word. I'm fighting back. I'm not defending. I'm going hard for anybody who tries to blend me in with somebody else I can't see. Fuck all y'all motherfuckers. Y'all can't see this shit, see? Shit is real. We got skills to pay the bills, and if we have to shoot, well, then we will, I load the bullets in the clip, won't skip, and I go, brrr. Oh, shit. All right, because we're not here to promote violence. That has nothing to do with tonight's show. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business Show, we are talking about the false rise and the real fall. This could happen to anybody. Back in the 80s, 90s, niggas running around, dripping with jewels and shit. You know what I'm saying? Jewels and shit. Them shits was like tight falls. See, well, I would say the jewels was more false in the 2000s. Okay, because the 80s, you had dookie ropes, you had links and shit like that. And people knew if it wasn't real. There was a certain look and a certain feel that real gold has. And it hasn't changed. But see, because everything was about big and chunky back in the 80s, if you faked it, it was going to be easy to detect. But a lot of cats rolled around like they was really getting money, and they wasn't. In the 90s, you could wear fake jewelry because that's when, you know, cats were starting to idolize and value platinum. Now, platinum looks a lot like white gold. So you just had the white gold. It wasn't platinum. Actually, white gold looks better than platinum. So I don't really know why people would listen. Some had to be the most expensive. So somebody said platinum is going to be the most expensive. It's not jewelry. Just really not. Even if you got like wedding bands and the shit was platinum, you look at it like, you know what, maybe we should just get the gold shit. You see, gold made a comeback. It's been around for centuries, and it's been valued for centuries. I mean, get back to the basics. So you could wear fake jewelry in the 90s real easily, even if it wasn't fake, but just not platinum like cats was rocking. And in the 2000s, it's pretty much the same. Pretty much the same. But, you know, we've seen people buy cars that they couldn't afford, leasing them or honestly stealing them, chop shop specials and shit like that, moving in houses that they couldn't afford. I don't really understand why people would do that, you know, but people have been able to secure mortgages or they have leased a house that they said that they own. Only to find out that one day had that big orange sticker on the door. Boop, get the fuck out. Narcel says, my voice has fooled many a whitey over the phone when scheduling interviews. That's how you do it, my brother. That's how you do it, my brother. The beauty I could not see Cherry says, the debate was crazy. Children are off limits. I don't care how we are fighting. Don't involve children. Even grown children, right? But see, when you are dealing with somebody that is unscrupulous, you can't expect them to follow any rules. He really believes that he can make rules for himself that only apply to others. He is exempt from the rules. He's very, very self-absorbed. But that star is starting to drop. Yes, you're still the president of the United States, but if I was you, I would freeze today. Because I don't know where this road is going to lead to. All I know is your ass still here after we impeached you. What does it take to get this nigga out of here? 'Cause he got to go today. I don't care what we gotta do. Your ass is out today. Your ass is out today. And you take with you Donald Jr. too, and your ugly ass daughters, and your hoe ass. All right. Okay, because this ain't political. Ain't got nothing to do with that shit. But the motherfucker got to go. It's time. It's time, son. Yeah, it's time, son. I said, it's a sales pitch now. Okay. No, I still said, and that makeup that chick was wearing was a giveaway to me. Oh. And then it says, your topic is fake. It's fake until you make it. It was given an example of someone faking it, but okay. Okay. Well, she didn't really fall. I mean, because she wasn't at the top. Right. Shit, the fact that she made it in. I'm like, what? These niggas don't even know a black person when they see one. From back in the day, I ain't fucking with you. But I had good hair back in the day. I mixed. I'm like, look, you ain't got no nappy hair pictures from back in the day. I ain't fucking with you. I don't care what you mixed with. I don't care how good your parents look. You got some fucked up class pictures or something where you looking all crazy. It was either the way you wore your hair or your clothes. You know what I mean? Nobody makes it through elementary school with all their pictures being like, oh, you were so cute. No. No, somewhere along the line, you was looking crazy. So if you can't show me that shit, Diane Nixon says the Clintons is behind Black Lives Matter. I thought, whatever, man. Look, its own creators bolted up out of that shit. She was like, "I'm out of here, y'all tripping." I mean, what's that gonna tell you? I wish I would found something and leave it. Like, no, not doing that. The overweight Jordan sign. All right. But that says, I wouldn't go with or without some, with or out with someone who wore all them chains. That was a big turnoff for me even today. I could dig it. Nonetheless, somebody was going with them, especially if they jumped out of Benz, BM, Audi, or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But nonetheless, if your chains was fake, you fuck around and get robbed, shot, hurt, buck 50 over some fake ass jewelry? Like, just take the shit out. All right. What's Slick Rick say? You remember Slick Rick's first album? This was the moment I feared. He said, they're not really real. He said, they're not really real. They're just for the girls. And then a nigga something called Cave My World. Oh, man. Yeah, I was feeling that song. Fuck that shit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. That boy got to go. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers can be scared not to reelect him all they want. Shit. I'm like, shit. Take your guns to the polls. Yeah, I'm definitely voting in person this year. make sure they don't anthrax or COVID-19 the controls in the inside the booth. I'm gonna tap anything with my hammer. Oh yeah, vote. And even them little fine print. Oh, do you agree with this bullshit sugar tax? You know what I'm saying? If you don't check this shit, we gonna keep up the sugar tax. No. Boom. Fuck that. And that David says 45 said bad things happen in Philadelphia. When he said that shit, I was like, yo, but did y'all see that meme? When he said Donald Trump said that bad things happen in Philadelphia, we was like, when he said, it was something like, give me a fair one, no dick. Give me a fair one then, dickhead. Yo, Philly and that word dickhead, that shit hit different. In other places, they might say you a dickhead. Not like Philly. It's like, yo, fucking dickhead. Fuck you talking about, dickhead? I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm really feeling that. You're teasing me. The bad thing, really bad things happened in Philadelphia. Yeah, you came to Philly. That was really bad. Fucked up traffic and all that shit for you? I gotta reroute my way home for you? Fucking bitch ass mother. Get your used to be orange motherfucker. Get out of the city so we can live and kill amongst each other, you know, in peace again. We need you there fucking up everything, judging people. Yeah, he said B-more is a shithole. Remember when he called all African countries, well, whatever, you know, all non-European countries shithole countries? Well, ain't America the shithole right now? Look at all this protesting. Look at all this civil unrest. Look at all this violence. Killing. Race killings. This is a shithole country. Shithole. That's why I'm going to go vote on November 3rd. To try to get us up out of this shithole existence that we are stuck in. Beauty, I cannot see Cherry says, I don't like fake woke people who sleep white. Listen, man. Listen, man. Listen, man. You know what? Normally, I would touch some certain things, but y'all already know what it is. Y'all already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, but your fake rise and your real fall. Your fall is always going to seem harder when the success that you have fabricated was never really that great. So motherfuckers calling you fake when you like, yo, I ain't even get a chance to be fake. I didn't get the Milli Vanilli status. I didn't get worldwide. You know, when you don't even make it that far, but you fall off that way. I mean, I can respect the motherfucker that make it the right way, make it off of his talent, but because of drugs or some other type of abuse, you know, they fuck up everything. Because that was a real rise, and it's a real fall. But guess what? That can be turned around. That's a situation that can be turned around. If you never was what you said that you were, you can't fix that until you actually get to the fake place, until you make the fake place actually real. You can. I mean, you ain't got a leg to stand on. To hop along Cassidy ass, man. You know what I'm saying? She ain't gonna fly, son. Ain't gonna fly. So, you know, that fall is going to be humiliating. It's going to be like, what a revolting development. It's going to feel a lot worse than it really is. But, you know, when you want something that bad, that you'll basically sell your soul in order to get it, well, you're going to have to suffer the consequences. Really? You're going to have to suffer. No, don't fuck this shirt up. No, okay. Like, she like, down, get your ass down, man. Come on, man. All right. But for real, yeah, when you never really reach that status, but, you know, people put you there because you fooled, what they say, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time. It's true. And some people find that very hard to believe. So, like I said, we weren't talking about con men. We're talking about people who really had to eat crow, who really had to deal with the consequences of something that they built for themselves because they just didn't get what they said that they were or what they came to get organically. It just didn't happen that way. They didn't do enough of themselves in order to secure their spot, their position. And I have a feeling that we've all done something to cause to create our false rise. None of us can deny that fall was real. It was very real. Might have been a realest thing about the whole thing. But if you become real, then you can come back from any adversity, even if you have created it for yourself. Sometimes we get so deep into this whole notion of karma or whatever that we think that we have to accept our fate because we just didn't do the right thing. But guess what? A lot of people don't do the right things out there from the beginning. But you can turn a wrong into a right. Of course you can. Look at Al Sharpton. Look at Al Sharpton. Now, you could be a worse leader and influencer than Al Sharpton is, but you have to admit, he's been very successful, but a lot of people who see the truth just can't get with him. Just can't, because they know, like, look at this opportunistic dude, you know what I'm saying? He on that bullshit. But, hey, be blessed, feel blessed that you are able to see through certain things, certain falsehoods, certain fugazi, certain fake things, certain fabrications. Be blessed that you have been trained with that critically thinking eye. Because a lot of people don't get it. You look at these Trump supporters. They still don't get it. They don't support the GOP. They're not conservatives. They're Trump supporters. This motherfucker is like a faith-healing preacher to them. Literally, he's like a faith-healing preacher to them. And I don't understand. I don't understand the lore. Wait a minute. Last night, I did say I understood. But I understand, overstand, don't understand at all. All right? Can we do that? Can we do that? All right, y'all. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs and get on up out of here. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious October 1st, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special, because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They are number one out the box. I got to give a special birthday shout out from heaven. Posthumous. Rest in peace shout out to my late great stepdad, Henry Roscoe Blue, a.k.a. Rock, a.k.a. Mr. Rock to some. I miss you every single day, Dad. I'd miss you like crazy. You know what I mean? You was my love. You showed me what a man is supposed to be like. You showed me a lot of composure, and you showed me what love for family is also about, and loyalty and love for family. You taught me a lot about that. And those lessons that you taught me and the way that you showed me and led by example, that lives deep inside my heart every single day. So since February 10th, 2010, when you closed your eyes for the last time in this world, I have seen you take this walk with me from the world that you transcended into. But I miss you. Everybody who ever knew you misses you too. And I'm glad that you have become our ancestor, and you're looking over us, looking down on us, protecting us and guiding us. And I see you when I get there. Also, Kimberly Mac Mingus, happy birthday to you. And Doris Bess Ruff, happy birthday to you, turning 71 years old today. And Katie Stallings, turning 42 years old today. And Kevin Alley, Kevin Alley, 1970, baby. We do it blind, the cripple, the crazy. 40 years old today, happy birthday to you. And my man J.O. Moore, turning 39 years old today. And Justice Glenn, turning 38 years old today. And Shea Bullock, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my man Prizzy Pro, happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious October 1st, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on and do the dance. Rock out. Rock on. Do the damn. Rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, hey, yo, check it out, right? So here's what it is. Here's what it is, man. I mean, we talk about faking it till we make it. We talk about just make it look like something, and you know what I mean? We talk about build it, and they will come. Well, their price is paid for that. Sometimes the price that we pay is way more than we can afford, but the price that we pay is way more than we can emotionally afford. The prices that we pay are way more than we can emotionally afford. The price we pay can be way more than we can emotionally afford, but everything is going to be all right, and everything will be all right. Hold your head up, and everything is going to be all right. You don't have to shake it. Make it not that's word. Everything will be all right with you guys. That's my word too. And everything is going to be all right. Keep crying. And it's going to be you. It's going to be yours. And I want everybody to remember that, man. You know, all the things is not gold. See people getting their shine on all the time, acting like they all did that in the third. Then next thing you know, they get the foreclosure, they get the repossession, they get the, all of this shit that they thought really made them. What really makes them? The personality, the way they cut, the way they affect people, the things they give, the way they live. Yo, run like a dead bird. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna do this thing. You do it just the way it's supposed to be. It's gonna be okay, y'all. Today's a new day, y'all. It's gonna be good, man. Yo, so we be back tomorrow night. Daily Go Get a Business Show. We'll be right back up in the place. And I hope to see y'all 7 o'clock. You know, it's Friday Eve. Tomorrow I'll be the last day of the week. But it's going to be a good thing. It's going to be lovely. So make sure y'all come. And you know what? I forgot to tell y'all, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that you subscribe to the show. Make sure that you share the show now. Yeah, now I want to tell y'all, right? But it's all good, though. It's all love, y'all. It's all hood, y'all. It's all wood, y'all. Yo, yo, what's that nigga wood, y'all? It's all love. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. Man, love y'all to death. What's up, thanks, y'all. Love y'all right back to life. Look. And that's true. That's my word, yo. So, it's a daily, really go get a minute. So, y'all tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. We right here. Y'all be good. Take care, y'all. So, you know what I'm saying? Peace. Yeah, keep y'all right. You know it's gonna be y'all right. I always think that it's gonna really be y'all right. That's because I know it really be y'all right. And my kids just smiling on me, it's all right. And they making sure they got me, it's all right. They protecting me and protecting you, it's y'all right. Yo, you got loved ones in the past, so it's all right. See y'all tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Share, like, subscribe. All right.